Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughters. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I am so thankful you're here and just grateful for you. And I just pray that you are encouraged today and challenged in some way to grow and go deeper with the Lord. If you're new here, welcome, welcome. So glad you found your way here. And it's Friday. So here we are again. I cannot believe how quickly these weeks are going by. I feel like I say that every week, but good golly, I can't even believe it's Friday already. So let's jump in to Psalm 97, and we are in verses 9 through 12. Now, the beginning of 97, like always, I highly encourage you to read the entire chapter since we're here. Jump in. This is a great place for you to jump in. If you haven't jumped in and you haven't read your Bible in a while, just jump into what we're reading here. Just talks about how great God is and how marvelous he is, and like the mountains melt before him, his lightning lights up the world, all these great things. But in verse 9, it says, "For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods." I love that. That in itself, right? We need to be posturing our hearts to this. God is the most high, and he is exalted over everything. He should be in our lives. And a lot of times we don't do that. We don't put him first. There's so many other things. This right here, he is the Lord. He is the most high, right? Verse 10, "Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name." So much goodness there. It's just, first of all, it says for us to love the Lord and hate evil. We cannot love both things. We cannot be dipping in both things and serve God fully and serve him with our whole heart. We have to love the Lord. We have to give him our everything, and we have to hate what is wrong. We have to hate evil and have two separate things. We don't want to be gray. I feel like a lot of things happening in our world are so gray. Like it's that gray area, you know, quote unquote, where it's like, oh, well, you know, just based on your feelings or based on, you know, like the moment or whatever. And it's like, no, God's word is truth. It doesn't change. And his laws and what he speaks, and it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we can't be sucked into the world of just kind of lukewarmness and just keep staying in like this place that we're like, oh, we're half in and we're half out, right? God deserves all our praise. He is the most high. He created you. He created this world. He is to be exalted on high with our whole being. So that's the first thing. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. And then it's like goes into what happens when we do that. "For he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked." He is a faithful and good God, and he protects those that come under his covering, that surrender and lay their lives down for him. It continues, "Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart." I don't know about you, but that sounds fantastic. Sometimes it feels a little dark. This world can just feel so dark, and we get exposed to so much through social media and things coming through our emails and the TV. of how dark this world is and all the bad things that are going on. And, you know, it's good because some of these dark things are coming into the light. And so it's exposing the darkness, but it's like scary and hard to understand how dark our world is sometimes. But God is the light. God is our light, and we get to shine his light through our lives when we connect to him. And it says that the light shines on the righteous. And that is when we surrender, when we give him everything, he shines through us. He pours his light and his goodness through us and in us. And joy is able to fill our hearts, even in the midst of the crazy, even in the midst of the hard times, even in the midst of the darkness and just the overwhelming concern for our world. I don't know if you've ever been there before, but I get there sometimes. He can bring joy because ultimately he is in control. He is our all powerful. He knows and is not shocked or surprised. And he's always there for people. Our world is not broken because God allowed it. Our world is broken because we are humans and humanness has gotten in the way. And it just continues to, people continue to surrender to the evil. They continue to surrender to the dark side and the darkness. And that is where the brokenness comes in. But Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit, they have light and life and joy and righteousness. It says, rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name, because he is good. He is still faithful. He is still good. He is still kind. He is still all these things in our lives when we give our lives over to him. The enemy would have you believe that there's so much darkness in this world and there's so much hate and there's so much XYZ that God's not here and that God's doing this and that God's punishing or God is allowing this. We have free will, people. We have a free will. And this is why there is so much evil in this world, because there's darkness in people. There's darkness in people, and the enemy gets in there and works his ugly magic, and people succumb to evil ways. But that does not mean that God is not good and that God is not faithful. He is always there, and he is covering us, and he's delivering us from the evilness. He's delivering us from the darkness because he is that good. I feel like I went a little bit off on a tangent there. I am so sorry. Something earlier I was reading like really triggered that. But anyways, I hope this encourages you a little bit. Just know that you are able and capable of accessing the light and accessing his power and his covering and being delivered from the wicked, being delivered from the darkness, because he has already won. And when we give it to him and we surrender to him, he can come in and move in our lives and heal the spaces. So yeah, I hope that encourages you today. Be encouraged in that. God is good. God is faithful. He loves you so much. Listen, I have two resources for you. If you haven't heard me say this already, I can't wait for you to hear it. But if you have, come on. These are two great resources for you. One, if you're not sure where to start in your word, you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed about where you should go and how you should start reading your word, I have a digital download for you. It's only $7. It's 30 days of printable scripture for you to have access to. You can put it around your house. You can put it in your purse. You can have it like flashcards that you can run through. It just gives you a place to start and have your word, carrying your word with you at all times. They're encouraging scriptures to help you through your day. The second thing is, right now I'm doing a series called Overcomer on Wednesdays, and I have something called Going Deeper, and that is a series of extra bonus material, content, resources for you for the next 5 weeks to really go deeper with the Lord. There's scripture every day. There's an extra podcast every week. There's encouragement and a journal for you to write in, gratitude, all the things. It's a weekly journal that you're going to get sent straight to your email. And all of that is only $27 for 5 weeks of extra bonus material for you to really go deeper in the Lord. My heart's desire for you is to go deeper, for you to truly understand who you are in Jesus. And in order to do that, we have to spend time with him. We have to put a little bit of work in and understand who he is and how much he loves us and that his word is truth. And to overcome certain areas, you know, we're going to be talking about fear and insecurities, overcoming past hurts, maybe church hurts, right? We're going to be talking about overcoming these areas in our life because God has called us to be more than a conqueror. He has called us to live an abundant, full life in him. And I truly, truly believe that he wants that for you. And I want that for you as well. So I will link that in the show notes. Or you can email me, missangelapitnikoff@gmail.com. Ask me about it. Ask me questions. If you're following me on any of the socials, please DM me. Ask me any questions. Or you can find the links in the Facebook group or also on my Instagram. So anyways, that is all I have for you today. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your Friday. Woo, it's the weekend. Yes, yes, yes. Have an amazing weekend and I will see you next week. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day and I will see you next time. Bye now.